So we've seen solar costs. They've fallen 8% for the second year in a row. What does that mean for the future of solar farms?
Yeah, that's been really interesting. And what we've been trying to understand is that, you know, we've just been through this global inflationary crisis, I guess you could call it. And we've been trying to understand, because every technology went up in cost in 2022. And we're trying to understand how they're recovering from that. And what the statistics are showing is that solar PV is recovering the fastest. It's been able to post 2 years of cost reductions. Mm. Batteries are also doing well, but almost every other technology is still experiencing cost increases. So what this means is that solar PV is really starting to move ahead of the other technologies. And so that's great. But it's great overall that solar and batteries are improving, because we really need those costs to come down.
Certainly. Speaking just from a cost perspective, is the reason why coal is going down because different operators are not sort of regenerating the different plants because they know it's a matter of time before we go green? Or is there other reasons why coal's, because traditionally it's been quite cheap?
Coal has been cheap in the past, and some of that was that most of our coal plants were built by state governments. And when you put those decisions in the hands of governments, they tend to overbuild. So what we had for a long time a lot of overcapacity in coal, and that kept prices really suppressed, actually even lower than probably the cost of building a new coal plant. What we find today is building a coal plant is about the same price as building firm renewables. Mm. And so given we're trying to reduce emissions, if you can build something other than coal for the same price, then you don't build coal.
Exactly, yeah. Why have batteries fallen by 20%? That's pretty significant.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of concern about lithium prices, which is a key input. They had a big price spike in 2022. But then the lithium price started to really come down, and so much so that some of the lithium mines that we'd started up in Australia were worried they wouldn't be able to keep going. So that's kept battery prices low. The raw materials supply chain has completely recovered, and they're able to deliver batteries at a much lower cost, which is great.
Yep. The report mentions Canada's Darlington project in regard to newer tech nuclear costs. What does the report say about the costs of nuclear?
Yeah, look, this Darlington project is really significant because they're building something called nuclear small modular reactors. They're the smaller nuclear reactors which are designed to be quicker to build, because the large-scale reactors are huge. They're about 1 to 1.4 gigawatts, whereas these small modular reactors are about a third of that size.
Yep.
But they've never really been built commercially, so they've been more of a theoretical exercise than a real thing. There's been a couple of research reactors built by Russia and China, but the Western world has never really built a commercial small modular reactor before, so that's what makes this Darlington project really significant. And what it's found is that the costs are basically still pretty high. That's the bottom line.
Yep.
So it's not something you'd expect to see Australia adopting anytime soon. If we did adopt nuclear, it'd be the large-scale reactors.
Okay.
But, of course, you know, that's a political decision, and we estimate at least 15 or 20 years away.
Okay. And most technologies have gone upwards. Why?
Yeah, so after the pandemic, when we got the supply chain crisis, that hit, I guess, lots of products and services, and the electricity sector wasn't immune. So we generally got about a 20% increase in all technologies across the board. Those, as I said, solar and batteries have started posting decreases, while the other technologies are still increasing, but at a much smaller amount. So everything's recovering, but not at the same rate.
Yeah, okay, beauty. And hopefully everyone's electricity bill goes down soon, eventually.
Yeah, and I guess the key to that is that not just making sure we build the least cost technology, but also making sure we build them fast enough so that we've got that supply and keeping prices down.